Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. Today is my NFL draft prospect, 2023, Brian Breezy, defensive tackle, Clemson University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen this morning. Clemson University took a step back last year on the national level. They went 10-3. 10 wins, 3 losses. They had a lot of injuries. And one of the major injuries was to this young man, Mr. Brian Breezy, as he tore his ACL in the fourth game of the year. But I can tell you this, before that happening, I saw a young man that I've never seen a D lineman have the quickest first step on the college football level. And he goes in the room of some of the greats I've seen that really, with that first step, that can really dominate. Like a Steve Etman when he was at Washington. Like a Alan Page when he was at Notre Dame. Like a Leroy Salmon when he was at Oklahoma. Like a Randy White when he was at Maryland. Like a Kenneth Sims when I was at the University of Arkansas, at the University of Texas. Like a Cortez Kennedy at the University of Miami. Like a Zeke Smith, I'm going to take you way back, 1958 at Auburn, that had a quick first step. Like a Mike Reed in 1969 at Penn State. Like a Rich Glover, that had 22 tackles in that famous game, Oklahoma-Nebraska 1971, and played with Nebraska. Nebraska taking on Oklahoma. Then Jimmy Walker at Arkansas had a quick first step. Dan Hampton had a quick first step. And I'm going to tell you, Ron Simmons had a quick first step at Florida State. But the guy that this young man reminds me of is Gabriel Rivera, who played at Texas Tech. When I was a sophomore, Mr. Rivera came into the Southwest Conference as a freshman. And I saw a play that puts me in the mind of Mr. Breezy and Mr. Rivera. It was my senior year when the quarterback, Thomas Jones of Arkansas, broke off on a 50, 60-yard run, and Mr. Rivera ran him down at 305 pounds. But Mr. Rivera had that athletic, something that's not taught. He had that Samson-type ability. That's what I saw with Brian Breezy last year before he got hurt. That quick first step. And you know Mr. Rivera got drafted by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ended up in a serious car wreck and passed some years away. His ability never got to that level. But Brian Breezy, at 6'5", 310 pounds, put me in the mind of Mr. Rivera. Think about this with this young man playing at Clemson, the commander. Think about what he's had to go into and stand up to. The tradition of Trestor McLaughlin, Preston Buckner, Michael Dean Perry, Jim Stuckey, Jeff Bryant, Dexter Lawrence, Christian Wilkins. That's becoming behind royalty, man. And think about in 2 years at the D-tackle position, the young man, based on what he's been getting double teams, got 26 total pressures, 16 quarterback hits. But what I like about him, the stats, 36 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, 5 sacks, and a total of 36 quarterback pressures. Excuse me. I had said 26, 36. And then 22 quarterback hits. And this was a gentleman that played part-time as a freshman and got hurt in the fourth game. And that skill set, actual A+. Number on the foot, A+. Very light on his feet, A+. The effort, that's what I like about defensive players, especially him, that I've seen in him, same as Gabriel Rivera, A+. The great leverage against the run, A+. And that quick first step was like Steve Edman when he was at Washington on that 1991 national championship team with the Huskies. The tackling by Mr. Breeze, A+. The balance, A+. The pursuit, A+. The explosion, A+. The athletic ability, A+. The burst, A+. And elite potential has not even suffered the surface, A+. And the size, 6'5", 310. I'm going to tell you this about Brian Breeze. If he stays healthy this year, and there's a lot of concerns, him coming off a torn ACL injury, he could be one of the best defensive linemen and not only come out of Clemson University, but has played college football at a high level. I'm very serious. The likes of Reggie White, the likes of Cortez Kennedy, the quick first step of a Warren Sapp, a Leroy Salmon, a guy that can dominate, and then to be honest, the statue of a Bubba Smith that played at Michigan State in 1966. I love this young man as a football player. And him and Miles Murphy, that's why if Clemson can stay healthy from a defensive standpoint, they will be back in the college football playoffs. It's all about their offense. But make no bones, even though they had the injury with Xavier Henry, I believe the young man that got hurt, they front 7. It's got a chance of having all those players drafted at a high level. Brian Breece is a phenomenal football player. I like the young man. I love him. I see greatness as the next great defensive tackle coming in out of college football, and he will be a high pick if he stays healthy. To the Clemson Nation, you have a star, a shining star. It's all about this young man staying healthy. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. Brian Breece is one of my top 3 defensive tackles going into the 2023 NFL draft. And if he has a season that I think he can have, it'll be him and Jalen Carter going in the top 10 out of University of Georgia, going in the top 10 as D tackles. I guarantee that. To the Clemson Nation, y'all got a very good football player. The only key, can Brian Breece stay healthy? Final words about this young man. He's going to be part of a very good defensive football team at Clemson. See, to be honest, Clemson went 10-3. It's so much you can't stay on top, but they had a lot of injuries. And one of them was this key young man right here. But if they stay healthy, make no bones, the man Dabo Swinney is going to have Clemson back in the college football playoffs. His defense is going to be stout. It's all about DJU, baby. But Brian Breece is a hell of a football player.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
One more time. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. The Clemson Tigers. This young man might be the best in the country, Brian Breeze. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports, Talk, Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.